bombs that fade away. Hear all the bombs that fade away. Hear all the bombs that fade away. Hear all the bombs that fade away.
Sunlight shining on her hair. See the golden sunlight everywhere. See the teardrops falling from her eyes. See her cry. I said today would be our last day. Said this kiss would be our last kiss. Saw the teardrops falling from her eyes. I saw her cry. Now it's the morning after, and still I'm wondering, is she still crying too? Is she still feeling blue over me?
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. Apologies for starting a little late today. I drove my car over because I was feeling lazy and the park mobile didn't want to work. And, you know, I've paid probably about $100 in parking tickets already this semester, so I wasn't willing to take that risk. So here we are. Anyways, today's show is about Western swing music, which is not something I knew much of anything about, but I hadn't done, like, a genre-themed show in a while, I don't think. That was something I did a lot last semester, but I hadn't done one in a while, so I thought it would be fun. I'm not convinced that it's my favorite subgenre, but I came to that conclusion a little too deep in my research to abandon it. And I also felt like, well, maybe it's not my favorite subgenre, but maybe you're gonna love it. Who knows? So, anyways, we'll still We'll still do it. Western swing is like Western music, which is essentially country, but often with like imagery of the Wild West. And then swing music is sort of a particular style of jazz music that's, I guess, sort of upbeat and such. And Western swing really just combines them in some way. It's interesting, it actually only just dawned on me that I had done a, like, country jazz episode inspired by the fact that I went to New Orleans, and that was actually quite different. Those songs tended to be, like, slower. These are, for the most part, kind of upbeat. I guess that's part of swing music. I'm no jazz expert. Maybe I should have consulted someone. But anyways, we'll do our PSA.
Can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are...
Alright, so the first song we're gonna do is an oldie. I couldn't find a lot of oldies, as I think I mentioned, my show is all about women in country music, and not surprisingly, shockingly, women were not breaking through too much in the initial Western swing scene, which dates back to like the 1950s or so. But there was one, at least. I'm sure there were more, but most of what I found was newer. Which is interesting in its own way to see sort of a revival of this older style. So anyways, this first one is a Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys song featuring Laura Lee McBride, who was the first woman to sing with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And they're sort of the originator of the genre, at least the popularizer of it. So I thought that was cool. It's very old style. And then it'll be followed up with a much newer song from, I think, 2022. But, you know, it's not as major of a switch up as you might think. So anyways, this is I Betcha My Heart I Love You by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys featuring Laura Lee McBride.
What Laura Lee says. Come in, Laura Lee. Let's hear you.
Woke up one morning too early.
Yes, go on.
Remembered your hair was curly.
Oh, not me.
And then I dreamed of you again. Oh, I bet you my heart I love you.
Brother Munson, turn it on, brother, turn it on.
Well, where's the little girl? Here she is, come on, I sing.
Out of this world, I'll betcha.
Uh-huh.
Started that day I met. betcha.
Oh, you're doing a lot of betting.
When you're close to me, it's just like TNT. Oh, I betcha.
Talk on, sister, talk on.
I'm singing loud, I'm floating on a cloud. Oh, I bet you my heart, I love you. You're the lady, I need to know.
Gale, throwing them down in old Fort Worth town and waking in the Waco jail. I've been sober 15 years. I walk a real straight line. But if Tommy Duncan's voice was booze, I'd stay drunk all the time. You fall in love with me. If I was a hound, I'd track you on down and put you up a live oak tree. If standing me up cost you 1 cent, then I'd have a Yankee dime. And if Tommy Duncan's voice was booze, I'd stay drunk all the time.
Second one was If Tommy Duncan's Voice Was Booze by Brennan Lee, featuring Asleep at the Wheel, which is sort of a mainstay of modern Western swing. She is from North Dakota. And like I said earlier, this album came out in 2022, but it's got a very old style to it that is quite fun. The album is called Obsessed with the West, and the whole album is featuring Asleep at the Wheel as her sort of instrumental backing band, which is interesting. I haven't listened to her other albums, so I don't know how well this style carries through. I think all of them have sort of a traditional sound to them, but I don't know if all of them are as swing. I think the swing was pretty clear on that one. And to an extent, I think it will be on the next one as well, which is called Somewhere Between Texas and Tennessee by Melissa Carper, who is a singer, songwriter, and double bassist from North Platte, Nebraska. She does a lot of old-time styling, and she did an album with Brennan Lee, as well as Kelly Willis, out just last year, actually. I gotta tap into that, called Wonder Women of Country, and apparently it was quite well received. It made some best of lists. This is off an album also out last year, a solo album called Born in Ya, on 30 Tigers. And yeah, pretty good stuff, I think. Her first solo album, called Daddy's Country Gold, came out in 2021 and also featured Brennan Lee as well as Sierra Farrell. So it seems her and our previous artists are good friends, and I would say they inspire each other musically. There's certainly some similar sounds here, so I'll let you listen. This one is called Somewhere Between Texas and Tennessee. Thank you.
use a can. The only he ain't got a truck stop coffee. Somewhere between Texas and Tennessee.
If you just tuned in, you have been listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. I got started only a couple minutes late today, but I feel like the show is flying by, which is not a bad thing. I was very concerned with not having enough content, because I hadn't done very much old style stuff in some time. But I felt like it was time to return to it a little bit. And the thing about old style music is that it tends to be very short. We don't have any songs on our playlist over 4 minutes long today, so it took me a long time to make the playlist because I'm always concerned about having enough material. You know, you never want to be in a place where you don't have enough material. So I actually have 17 songs on the playlist because that doesn't even account for an hour, technically. I mean, obviously I always talk, but I guess I'm talking a lot today. So anyways, that last one you just heard was called Calico Cole. And that was written by Sam Stone, who she grew up on a, well, first of all, this is a very new album. This album called Tales of the Dark West is out this year and is her debut, I'm fairly sure. And it's got a pretty Western style to it, which is fun, especially considering it was made in Nashville. But she did her own thing a bit. She grew up in California, like ranching, horse ranching. And I thought it was interesting that even when she moved to Nashville, she still actively works in agricultural work. So she's a real cowgirl, I guess, or horse girl, I suppose. And this song was about a ghost town out in California. I guess not too far from where she's from, which is fun. The next song we will hear is called Not Sticking Around by Katie Glassman and Snapshot. They're from Colorado, and, she is a pretty well-respected Texas-style fiddler, but they didn't break through all that well, I guess, because she's most known for her fiddler school, or maybe she just prefers teaching, who knows, but she's mostly known as a fiddle teacher, but they do have some albums out, and this was suggested to me by Apple Music, so thanks, algorithm. But yeah, this one is called Not Sticking Around by Katie Glassman.
With a faulty fan. Maybe the cat got a little too fat. Knocked the toaster in the frying pan. Perhaps it's soot in the chimney. Cellar full of oily rags. Or you're smoking in the bathroom. Dropped your butt in the garbage can. It could have been me or it could have been you. Either way, there's one thing to do. This house is burning down. I'm not sticking around. You wanna talk things over? You wanna make amends? You're all sorry about what you've done, and I just wanna call 911. Twirling a three-leaf clover, telling me how you've changed. I can't hear a word you say, it's all drowned out by roaring flames. And maybe you are, and maybe me. Either way, it's catastrophe. This house is burning down. Why you wanna stick around? Thank you. say love is simple. Chemicals in the brain. Murder when you think it's all clogged up. Time to pour chemicals down the drain. You're asking for another chance, but the chance for love is gone. Been mad at you a time or three, but I never called you names like you called me. If I treat you as bad as you say I do, you ought to be glad I'm leaving you. This house is burning down. This house is burning down. This house is burning down. And I'm gone.
Don't you send me flowers and say your love is true. Saying what you do. Don't you say you've missed me. I'm always on your mind. Don't whisper those sweet nothings I can't ever find. So I've gone to the mountains, picking bluebells and mountain columbine. Oh, I've gone to the mountains for violets and birds of paradise. Skipping high, I'm leaving them behind. Don't you send me presents, don't call me on the phone. Don't leave me waiting all night alone. Don't say you'd regret it if I become his bride. Cause darling, if you loved me, you'd be here by my side. So birds of paradise, but forget me not, I'm skipping on, I'm leaving them behind.
Club of Cowtown with their song Forget Me Nots. I think that's the most fun band name on here. It apparently is a combination of a reference to hot jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt and violinist Stefan Grappelli's Quintet du Hot Club de France. Which is a French jazz group, and Cowtown is a reference to the western side of their western swing. They're a trio. from all over. One of them is from Massachusetts, and then the female vocalist and fiddler you heard, Alana James, is from Kansas. And those first two members initially met through an ad in the classified music section of the Village Voice in 1994 and played together for a while in New York, and then moved to San Diego and were sort of busking and building up their talent. And then another year later, they moved to Austin and added the third member of their trio, who's from Oklahoma. And they kept touring even now. They still tour. Their particular style of Western swing is pretty well respected and thought to be fun. It probably would be a fun live show. So maybe I'll see if they're still touring at some point. Anyways, the next song is Bluer Than Blue by Sweet Meg, who I actually played recently because she had a newer album out. This is not the newest album. This one is from 2023, the title track, but she's interesting. Her new album is actually number one on the alt country radio charts, which I didn't really know there were alt country radio charts, but she's claiming so on her website, so that's cool. But she's interesting. She's from New York, but she moved to Paris at 22 to study jazz vocals, and spent a long time as a jazz vocalist, and I believe released. I guess she moved back home before she released any records, but she did spend a long time there, which I think sort of helps explain some of the styling in her music. And then she first released albums in New York, and then she moved to Nashville in 2022, I guess. I don't know. The first album she released there was in 2022, and it sort of starts to get more country then. And then she went viral, apparently, for a 1920s style collaboration with Cirque du Soleil. I guess she created a country music show for them. I'm a little unclear on that, but anyways, interesting nonetheless. And this song is called Bluer Than Blue.
Oh, why did I trust you? I'm losing my mind. I should have seen through you. I must have been blind. I tried to be honest. I tried to be true. What good did it do me? Oh, I'm bluer than blue. Okay, Bill, go ahead. Good night.
crazy. This memory of you, but I forget you. I'm bluer than blue.
Was a pretty upbeat one. That was 24 Hours a Day by Alana James, who is the lead of Hot Club of Cowtown. Still waking up. Anyways, which we played earlier, and she's had quite a life. As I mentioned, she is born in Kansas and started studying Suzuki violin at age 4. Her mother was a professional violinist who played for the Kansas City Symphony, and her father ran a commercial recording studio. So she's a bit of a fiddling nepo baby, but she had quite a life of her own. She grew up riding horses and then moved to New York at age 17 and graduated cum laude from Barnard. and as well as studying violin and viola at the Manhattan School of Music, and then learned improvisation and swing fiddle, and studied Drupad, an early form of North Indian classical music, and she studied that in India. And then she moved back to New York and became the managing editor of Tricycle, the Buddhist Review. And then she decided to move out to Colorado and work as a horse wrangler and play fiddle in the ranch's cowboy band, and continue to work occasionally as a packer and horse wrangler in the wilderness of Colorado. Split her time between there and New York. While in New York, she was studying at the Meadowmount School of Music and helping in a number of youth symphonies and music programs, as well as studying in France. So she's had quite a life. More recently, she's toured with Bob Dylan. Wonder if she ever got to meet him on that tour. But yeah, she's only had two solo albums separate from her band. This one out in 2007 is self-titled, and then she had one again in 2015, but her focus seems to largely be on the band. The next song we will hear is Georgia on My Mind by the Quaby Sisters. It looks like Quebec without a C, but Wikipedia tells me it is Quaby. As the name suggests, they are sisters from Dallas, Texas. And they grew up in North Texas. They first studied violin, but switched to fiddle after attending the North Texas State Fair as children. And then they went to the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival and Contest in Greenville, Texas, and met the national fiddle champions and founders of the festival, Joey and Sherry McKenzie, who they quickly became students of and moved to a different city in Texas to study under them. And they were longtime members of their band, actually, and really sort of introduced them to this Western swing style. But this is a cover. This is Georgia on My Mind. So here it is.
Peaceful dreams.
right. We are getting towards the end of our show. The next song will be Louisiana Wedding Bells, performed by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. They are a husband and wife duo from Washington State. And they've provided soundtracks for a number of documentaries, mostly, including Ken Burns documentaries, and have performed on a number of NPR shows. And apparently headlined the Northwest Folklife Festival in 2006. This one is a bit more Cajun influence. Just curious from people from Washington State, but that's what this song is, and this was one of their more swing-style songs I could find. I suppose we might have time for two songs, in which case it will be followed by Blue Blazes by Ranch Romance, which is a all-female 90s Western swing style band. But thank you so much for tuning in today. I suppose we will be back next week, because that'll be just at the end of fall break. So, see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Don't know what we will be doing exactly on that show, but I always announce ahead of time on the Instagram for the show, which is Stand By Your Girl, WMUC. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this one. It was a little different than our usual, but interesting nonetheless, I feel. So, thanks again. This next song is Louisiana Wedding Bells by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Bye!
When it's springtime on the bayou and the birds are singing in the trees, the wildflowers bloom with a sweet perfume hanging heavy on the evening breeze. That mockingbird is singing to his sweetheart, but even sweeter than the story he tells is the sound I long to hear, ringing loud and clear, those Louisiana wedding bells.
Fixed up a little cabin with honeysuckle winding round the door. As long as we can be together, tell me who could ask for more.
We'll make sweet music every evening as twilight weaves a magical spell. How happy we will be in perfect harmony with those Louisiana wedding bells.
Together, tell me who could ask for more.
twilight casts a magical spell. How happy we will be in perfect harmony with those Louisiana wedding bells. Those Louisiana wedding bells, Louisiana wedding bells. Those Louisiana wedding bells.
Ready to lose the hat and regrow the hair?